The cold really slaps you in the face here in Nuuk, the capital of Greenland. This almost impossibly remote Arctic island has for 300 years been a Danish colony, essentially. But last week, the population here emphatically voted to move towards independence. This is the largest island in the world that's not a continent. It's 4 times the size of France, and yet its population is only 57,000 people. And whilst they may want independence, there are some serious doubters here in Greenland who think that with a population that size, the country simply can't support itself. It's simply not sustainable.
My name is Torkil Kjærgaard.
You're a historian.
I'm a historian, yes.
Yeah. I guess I'd characterise you as being sceptical of the move towards independence.
Skeptical in the sense that I don't believe it would be beneficial for Greenland. It would be dependent on American capital, on American big business, and on very heavy and dangerous, environmentally dangerous exploitation of natural resources. It means that the price for independence will be very high.
One person who isn't sceptical is Elika Hammond, the former foreign minister predicted by many to become the first prime minister of an independent Greenland.
I believe in a very strong Greenland. I believe a Greenland that is a very big part of the global world. I believe in Greenlanders that are taking over the last responsibility areas from Denmark. I believe in Greenland that will achieve an independency in a good dialogue with Denmark. This self-governance law will enable us to take over 32 areas of responsibility areas for Greenland to take over from Denmark. That will be everything besides the last step before Greenland becomes independent. And I believe that it's possible with a good leadership, with a good cooperation and dialogue with the population, and building up the two generations at the same time, it's possible for Greenland to achieve independency.
Now, a lot of people say that change might be disastrous for Greenland's environment, that Greenland doesn't want to become a sort of exploited environment in the way that maybe Alaska is, and you'd have big American companies coming in, foreign workers, and the profits going abroad and not benefiting Greenland. Are you worried about the environmental impact?
Environmental impact is priority number one. It is very important. If you want to have economic development in Greenland, you can't just exploit the minerals just to exploit. You have to have still pristine nature after the mining. Greenlanders' heart is the environment. You can't sell your heart for oil. You can't sell your soul for money.
Another environmental concern in Greenland is climate change. The effects on the country will be significant, but not necessarily all bad, as Hans Enoksen, the Prime Minister of Greenland's current Home Rule government, told me.
Global warming has meant that there are better conditions for the livestock, there are better conditions to gather food for the livestock. There's increased cod fisheries, which will also have a significant effect on our economy. And because of receding glaciers, more possibilities for mineral exploration is possible.
I asked Elika Hammond whether climate change had actually made an independent Greenland possible.
You can see the weather, it's thawing out there, and it's getting worse every year. Greenlandic economy is based on one main source, that is fisheries. Fisheries is very fragile to climate change, so it's important to have an economy that is based on several areas. And that's why the mineral resources area is of great importance, and we will be opening up at least 5 new mines within the 7 years from now.
Greenlanders will only win full independence when they are no longer reliant on the substantial annual subsidy from Denmark. And although the people like the idea of independence, on the snowy streets there are still some concerns.
Do you think you could survive financially without the help of Denmark?
No, I don't think so. Not now.
Do you think you might discover oil or minerals that would help
you? Yeah, we might do that. We don't only need money in this country. We are 55,000 people, and we need a lot of know-how. We need a lot of expertise that we don't have ourselves. But I don't think there should be any problem for us to gain that kind of help from abroad.